Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Options Show, Happy Hour, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. We should tell people that we're going to be on a rant for this evening. Richard and I have decided that we're going to do something about all these excessive taxes. You know, we made this announcement that here we were paying 64% taxes, and we thought that was outrageous. And we're going to try to look at it and see if the statistics were really right. Well, we were doing something on the Sunday show about taxes and how outrageous they are. And we had a video showing the average, was it the average business pays 62% in taxes? So we were
something like that, yeah. It was ridiculous.
7 months for Uncle Sam. So we were just outraged. So we decided to look at a lot of outrageous things about Big Pharma lying to us, the government lying to us, the GMO food people lying to us. Who else lies to us, Richard? Our congressman, you know, that new thing that campaign speeches and promises are protected by the First Amendment, and they really don't have to be true at all. So we decided to look out at outrageous things. And I think what we're going to do this evening, which is a postponement from last week, about cholesterol, that's outrageous. Okay, what outrages are you running into, Richard?
Well, I have an addendum to Sunday's show. This is an example of what we were talking about regarding money and corruption and corporatocracy, and those are all my words. I just heard today that there is a mayoral race in the town of Richmond, California, which people probably haven't heard of. It's north of Oakland, across from San Francisco Bay, where Chevron Refineries has had refineries for about 100 years. So when you look across the Golden Gate Bridge that's facing east, what people don't know, because we always see it facing the other way, is that you see these giant refineries in the sort of bay of Richmond. So there's that. I just heard that there's a mayoral race in the town of Richmond, which is not that big a town, but it's obviously highly influenced. And the current mayoral candidate has a typical fund of about he currently has about $22,000 in reserve for his campaign. Now, Richmond in 2012 had a plant explosion that basically closed down the town, and what that means is that the city has to, you know, they actually have sirens like a bomb alert. And people are basically told go indoors and close your windows and doors. That's the, you know, that's their way of making you safe, is go indoors and close your doors. And the city of Richmond is suing, and has been suing, Chevron for the damage to the town. Well, Chevron obviously is not so happy about that. And this year, because we're in California, it has to say on campaign signs and things, there is another mayoral candidate running in the town of Richmond who currently has been donated more than $1.2 million in funds by Chevron.
Whoa.
So that they can have a candidate in the game, and they are also trying to back other candidates for the city council to be on the board of the in the town of Richmond so that they can. Now, I'm extrapolating out. This is my own extrapolating. I'm not saying they have this intention. I'm just, in my opinion, it seems very creepy that Chevron is trying to elect the mayor in the town in which they reside and have operations that produce billions and billions and billions of dollars every year for Standard and Chevron Oils, along with other companies, but Chevron's the big dog, along
so
with trying to get elected officials to the city council. Yeah, they're trying to buy the town, basically. Yep. $1 million in the fund of the candidate running, funded by Chevron, versus $22,000 by the guy who's been doing a good job so far.
And this is a mayor.
This is a mayoral race, yes. Yeah, for the town of Richmond.
That's more than the president makes.
Yeah. And for them, that's like they, at Chevron, they probably collected that out of, you know, coffee money. That's nothing.
Whoever has the most money gets to win.
Uh-huh.
This is like the Old West. Whoever had the biggest gun gets to win. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So that's my rant for the moment.
Ah, and that's a good rant. I hate this rant about, I love the rant about income taxes. We ought to do something when this 2016 election comes up, that it just, it gets turned around. Think of this. Oh, somebody's got their mic open. Mary, it's you. I'm going to shut it down. Thank you. This is just crazy. 64%. My whole business, seven months for the government, and I get to keep the rest and meet all of my expenses and bills for every month. It's no wonder we're in the hole here all the time. So that's my rant for today. Now I have another rant. Statin drugs, which is, and cholesterol, which we're going to deal with today. And we found out something else. In our research, Richard, we found that a lot of diabetes is not coming from the pancreas. It's coming from a fatty liver. And that's what all these statin drugs are for, to get rid of the cholesterol, what they call the bad cholesterol, out of your fatty, out of your liver, and out of your arteries, and your brain, and everything else. So we thought this was so important that you're being lied to so thoroughly that we would bring some of this information in. And if any of you have any reservations or questions about your cholesterol, raise your hand. And you can do that by going down to the bottom of the participants list. And to get there, you go to this little green tab at the top. Richard, do you guys still have a green tab? They've changed everything around.
If you scroll to the not that I scroll to the top brazenly. No green tab. I see on the right-hand side, I see participants or chat, but I don't see a green tab. That's interesting.
Oh, they've changed it all around. I'm just have a green tab. So you can click on the side and get participants and the chat, because we'll be putting stuff in there. George says, I have a green tab when I max your screen. So you can max the screen and probably get that little green tab.
Okay, there it is. Thank you, George. Yes, I now have a green tab. Thank you.
Okay. So just want to call your attention to a couple of things. Class next week is going to be about diabetes and cholesterol. So we're going to add all that to it. And a special request, we've been asked to look at some special new research that is reversing breast cancer. So any of you want to know about that, get in touch with us about coming into class. There is only one scholarship left for this one, and scholarships are getting harder to come by nowadays. So if you want to either retake the course, let us know, because we think this is going to be a really important one to help turn around diabetes from a liver perspective. And we started this as a project with an Indian reservation, or a woman that's representing an Indian reservation. So we're going to be doing that research next week with the class. So we have an Ebola project going on. We have a PTSD project going on. We have a bio-diet project going on. We have some wonderful people out there beginning to teach all of this and spread the word. I just can't get it all done. So Judy LaHaye is a class. Phyllis Edwards is having a class. Robin Barnes has done a whole class. I don't know if she's on the last part of that. But I love it that people are coming in and helping us spread this word by doing all of these classes. So it's wonderful. Okay, on to a happy hour, which is what we're doing. And as we look at this, you can see down below, there are many, many classes. If you look all over our website, there's probably 50 classes on here. And Richard has probably been part of all of them. Do you have a favorite? Well, here's one. Does your liver love you? That's going to be about fatty liver and good stuff. Do you have a favorite topic that we do, Richard?
I'm very fond of the endocrine system and hormones, but also the liver. I'm a big fan of the liver. The liver is such a, you know, an underrated hero of how our body works on a daily basis. So I might say liver, the liver program.
Well, that's good, because we're going to use it tonight on people. So let's just look at some debunking. And this is a couple of things that I pulled down from Mercola, because I really like this chart of what he's done. And I'll put the link into the chat, and you can get the chat by going up to that green link and just hitting chat, and it'll be in there. So cholesterol is a soft, waxy substance found in every cell of the body. It's used to produce cell membranes, hormones, vitamin D, bile salts, integrity insulation for your nerves, helps your brain think and do what it ought to do. So 75% of the cholesterol is made by your liver. 25% comes from what you eat. And remember all that stuff, don't eat this and don't eat fat meat and don't eat butter. And you know, they've changed their mind about all of this. I don't think they know. 25% of your cholesterol goes to your brain to help you think and to make connections and protect your brain. We had a guy in not too long ago, and his cholesterol was about 100. And his doctor wanted him to get it down to 80. This guy was probably in his 80s. And you'll see how wrong that is. Look at this. 200 is what they're recommending as total cholesterol. And they take the good and the bad and put it all together, and they have some formula here. But his was already at 100, and he couldn't hardly walk. He was wobbly, and he couldn't think, and people had to help him come in. This is crazy. So good cholesterol, that's the high density. And bad cholesterol is the low density lipoproteins. So we have formulas for these lipoproteins. That's made up of the LDL cholesterol plus a protein, apoprotein. High levels increase your risk of heart disease. So in the program that we're going to use this evening, I think we'll start with Roger, if we can get a good connection there. We'll test people's cholesterol and be able to look at the whole pathway for cholesterol. Mevalinate is one of the things that Stephanie Seneff talked about. I don't know if I do have her program or article here, and I'll put that in the chat. So here's 150, too low. Not a smiley face, not an angry face, but not a good face. And this guy comes in here, and his doctor told him he needs to get his cholesterol down to 80. Whoa, that's just crazy. You don't have to do screenshots. You could just use the link and go find this. Was asked to make it small so they could get a good screenshot of it. I could do that, but just go get the link. Pitfalls of using statins. 1 out of 4 Americans age 45 and older are on statins. We had a woman come in, and she was very upset because her doctor insisted that she go on statins, or he was going to turn her into her insurance company. And right there it says, you don't give statins to somebody who has diabetes. Not a good thing. It also says if you take statins, you should take CoQ10. Now, if we look at Amazon, good book here, how statins really lower cholesterol one cell at a time. And this is by Hannah Joseph, and she was on our show. has a lot of research behind what she is saying. A great book. Look, you can get it used for about $9, or you could. I think it's also available on Kindle. But there's an. Okay, I'll put the link in so you can go directly to it. Also, this article about Stephanie Seneff. She was on our show very recently. Wonderful person, very knowledgeable, working on her own, not paid off by anybody. Richard, what was your opinion of Stephanie Seneff and her work?
I thought I had already respected her, and after listening to her, it's really impressive how much research. For people who don't know her name, she's part of the research division at MIT, a little school called MIT. And she got passionate about statins because her husband was put on statins, and she didn't think it was a good idea, and he was sort of like, why? We'll never ask a lead dog researcher at MIT why, because they'll give you stats and information. And she had amazing information showing how statins are, in my opinion, evil. It was a great show. That was just a couple weeks ago.
She also showed that taking statins did not reduce your susceptibility to heart disease. I mean, that's what they're putting it out for. If you don't do this, you're going to get heart disease. But look at this heart disease here where he says needs to be 300 or it has to be over 300, your total cholesterol. Total cholesterol level is just about worthless in determining your risk for heart disease unless it is above 330, and that's a combined. The woman who came in here, her cholesterol was 141. And she was diabetic, and they were trying to force her on the statin. And said, you know, we're going to tell the insurance company on you, and they're going to drop you. Threatening her. Lying people. Here's another really good article that I thought, and there's a video with it too. And this is from Akola again, who I believe. And it's about all the myths about cholesterol. So if you're really interested, pull up off these articles, watch this video. Look at this face he's making about, Dr. McCullough, about cholesterol. We probably should have told people that we are dually broadcasting one audio over at Blog Talk Radio and one audio and video over at our website, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to Happy Hour, and there's a link, and you can watch the show because we are going to be actually doing a demonstration of someone's cholesterol. I remember when my grandma was alive, they told her her cholesterol should be 100 plus her age. I've been told that in the 70s, the cholesterol limit was 220. Limit up or limit down, Elizabeth? I've been told that...
I think it was supposed to be 220 or lower.
In 1950, not 70 or ages or older. Yeah. But they're trying to run this down. It depletes your muscles. It actually causes the muscles to deteriorate. Look at some of these side effects. Muscle weakness, cognitive loss, diabetes, sexual dysfunction, increased cancer risk. You know, they're trying to get all the fatty stuff out of the liver. The liver makes your sex hormones, your digestive hormones, your hormones for your brain, your hormones to control your weight. And I am flabbergasted when we have been looking at this for years, saying the liver has something to do, the leptin and the lipotropin has something to do with diabetes. Because for you practitioners, if you will put insulin A in your base position, leptin is right beside it. And we could watch those relationships. Now, not insulin B that's in your database, but insulin A. So we're looking at some of these myths. And here's diabetes and cholesterol metabolism that tells us diabetes really starts in the liver, not the pancreas, unless you're looking at diabetes 1. Any questions, Richard, as we go through this?
Nope.
Here's one of the lipoproteins that we have in the database. Okay, let's see what we can do with this. Now, remember, all of you, that if you want to follow along with us, go to Downloads, go to Bonus Software, and there you'll find, oh, it's allergies now. They've just changed it. It was cholesterol. You can get a new software every month. But the best thing about this is you go down to the bottom. Gives you instructions on how to use it. But there is a textbook there, Bioacoustic Basics. It's yellow and blue. You can download that and follow along everything that we're going to do this evening. It's all free. Allergies has a lot to do with this, too. So allergies is good. And there are several allergy workshops on the site. Just go to Happy Hour and find them, and you can watch what's happening. So we're going to see if we can open. I'm unmuting you, Roger. Can you talk to us?
Yes, I can.
Great.
I don't know how my volume is or what have you, but...
Great connection. Okay. We're gonna start with opening a program called Audacity. And Joan, would you put in the address for Audacity, audacity.sourceforge.net? Audacity.sourceforge.net. You can download this program. Just a 2.02. Maybe Joan can't get to the chat. I'll put it in. Audacity.
No, I'll do it. Go ahead. You go ahead. I'll do it.
Thank you. So we're going to record 30 seconds of Roger's voice. Roger, do you have high cholesterol?
No.
You just want to check and see what's going on?
Well, the reason I wanted to get in on this program in particular was because I recently had two stents put in after having a mild or semi-mild, if there is such a thing, heart attack. And I'm trying to establish some kind of a baseline of what I should do next here. I had been taking a number of supplements, but...
Okay, Roger, stop a minute. I want all this good information on our recording. I shouldn't have asked you that, but I will ask you this. Was it a blood clot? And I'm going to push this red button, and you're going to talk till we get 30 seconds. Was it a blood clot, or did they say you have restricted arteries, or both?
I had restricted arteries. I had two of them near the heart there, and I can't tell you which ones exactly they were, but it was enough to cause me severe chest pain and total discomfort, believe me. Okay. Other than that, I don't know what to say.
Well, we could put a little stop here on it. This is the pause button. Did they say you had high cholesterol at the time, or what was clogging your arteries?
Well, I had two restrictions in the area of the heart, but my cholesterol was not high. My total cholesterol was only around 160. The only thing that I have monitored my cholesterol for well over a year, and it's always in that range, but the problem seems to be is my good cholesterol. I cannot get that above about 26 max, and they would like to see that up, 45, 50 in that area.
I'm going through your voice and taking all out all that oohs and ahs and ums, where there wasn't anything there. I let it go a little long because I was just, I wanted to listen to what you were saying. Is high cholesterol in your family? Cholesterol issues?
Not that I'm aware of. I do have a half sister that has heart problems also.
There's some good chat going on for those of you who are. Liz is putting in, it can be damaged by medication. Did they tell you what was in the material that was causing the clog?
They did not.
Sometimes they can examine that.
Well, I can inquire, as I'm going to see that surgeon tomorrow that inserted the stents. And this particular time, they went in through my wrist to get to my heart. And it was been the most uncomfortable, miserable experience I've ever had in my life. I've never had such pain ever. They asked me how I would rate the pain on a scale of 0 to 10, and I said, well, it would probably be close to 14.
Oh, usually they go through the leg, don't they? The thigh?
Yes, I had had another stent put in 14 years ago, and that's where they put that one in, and I had absolutely zero trouble with that.
Well, talk about the pain a minute for me. Talk about how they went through your wrist.
Well, what they do is they get you on the table there, and they strap your arm down, and then they go just, I would say, about 3 inches behind where the meat of your thumb attaches to your wrist. And they find an artery in there, and they are administering some kind of a drug to numb everything, and that's how they get to your heart, is through that particular vein while it's strapped to the table.
That gives me, whoops, I talked. Okay, stop, Sherry. Gold button, stop. So if we start right here, and we can play this. That gives me, Okay, stop, Sherry. So we can roll over this and hit the little scissors, and now you're just your voice again. So I've already got one, but I'm taking two because I want to do a study about this. We've never had anybody that was just fresh out of getting a stent. I'm collecting data. We all often say to people, you know, we're collecting data. If you get well, that's your problem. So we can, you heard or you saw how we can play this also. So I don't want to kill this because I may have to come back to it. But to set up your preferences, and this is in your book, go to your preferences from edit, go to recording, and you want to unclick overdub that's usually clicked. You want to go to 32 hertz 16-bit and devices. You want to go to mono. And that's all in that little booklet. It's in pictures and in words. So we've saved both of these. The next thing we're going to do is put it in an Abacus computer program. And this is the program that will show you the frequencies that are out of range. So I think I want to bring I don't know which one to bring in, one or two. One was an overview and two was the pain. So we should do overview. Now, Richard, what kind of problem is this?
You heard me saying methylation before it even finished printing. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And why do you say it's
a
methylation problem?
Because it's elevated so above the gray area, the darker gray area. When it's up there, then it's indicating methylation or your body's ability to break things down into its other forms in the cascades. And it's all elevated all the way from the beginning. Did you have anesthesia or some sort of drug prior to the stent yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay. I was just asking Sherry because of the intro, right in the early part of his voice, it's just peeking up into methylation, yeah.
Yeah. This is your vocal range, and this is frequencies below vocal range, and this is frequencies above, like 600. You'd have to be a shrill shriek to be up here. But one of the things it tells us, this is long-term, and it tells us that your long-term is good, which is a good prognosis for being able to pull this down. Now, you can tell Richard's taken our class. Anybody want to take a guess? I can do this in one note. What is the one note in this entire voice that looks so odd and out of place? Well, there's actually three, but there's one that I would choose. This is the actual frequencies of your voice. If we'd play it, it wouldn't say, well, I had this stent and it was very painful. It would actually sound like, ooh, you know, that was a terrible rendition, but very low to very high. This is the lowest frequency note. This is the highest frequency note at 1,000. This is the highest decibel. This is the lowest. And this first part, we'll just show them the parameters. The red section is very low infrasounds. The green is the voice now, today. And the blue is long term. Now, I can't stand that. That's too much information for me. But he said this was very painful. Are you still in pain, Roger?
Yes, but not near like I was there. It's probably on that same scale of 0 to 10, and I'm probably at about a 3 now.
Well, you have a pain architecture here, very high, down to the bottom. An architecture for pain, high at the top, and on the same strike, go to the bottom. This is a little lower. This is a little lower, but if we open this up, you can see here's the strike, but where it comes from is barely above the gray. So you've got another low one kind of here, but right here, and I'm just holding down my left mouse and going bottom to top. So if we start where this starts down, this is well above. This is a plus one, a plus two, and then the third one is a plus three. So you can give a range to this. So we can go up and look at, this is 206.14 cycles per second. And we could choose this point, and it would put it over here for us. This whole grid is, I don't know what you call it, electrified, so that we can go anywhere on it and get a frequency. And then on that same strike, this one is low. And when you see that high low, that's an indication of pain. But look how wide this is. It's probably the tallest note, and it's wide. This means it's open. It's active. So I think I could do this in one note. You might look at this one, and it's probably a match to this. This one is a very kind of odd note with an active open front to it. But I think that's it right there. 206-302. And I think that's an A, a G sharp or an A. Let's look and see. So if we go up here, act like we're going to click something else. Well, usually it would tell you what it is. Whoops, didn't mean to do that. Okay, that's an F sharp right there. And we move over, and that is a G sharp, 206.14 or so. And remember that you can go to our site, go to downloads. If you go to Nano Voice, that's another nice program that we use a lot. Double click on this link and you can see what each of those mean in general terms. So he's at G sharp. Resource maintenance and storage with C sharp retrieves nutrients from the bowel. wants to make a difference, likes to help and satisfy others' hands-on, and very time-conscious. It's right on the border of G-sharp and A. Eyes, electrical issues, non-physical issues, resource management, aging. So you can download this and have it available for you as you're looking at each of these notes to see what they are. The other one here that I would choose, 183, and that's an F sharp. So F sharp and G, that's kidneys, balance between perception and action, lower back, male reproduction. Now I chose those two by hand, and they're both high, so I want to say H for high. Things that are high, there's too much of, or it's not working, it's just accumulating in the body. If it was down here, I'd say it was low. And this part of the program takes what's below the gray grid and then divides everything into three sections. So minus one low, not very bad. Minus two low, a little more. Minus three low, red flag. So you can do the same here. Plus one, okay. Plus two, a little more. Plus three, red flag. And you can see that those two are the most important things that we have chosen. They're red flags for what's going on. And the fact that that is open, I would give that double emphasis. Now, there's an easier way to do this. You just go up here and hit points. Ta-da! Now, it only gave us four lows. It may not let us do it this way, because you're supposed to have six highs and six lows. And these little ones over here in the corner that are right on the gray grid, I would get rid of them, because I think I'd want to go up here and maybe check these two, see how open this one is. So if we start low and go high with our left mouse, and this open spot, we've got room to insert two things in there. These lows aren't very low at all. And if it won't let us do it with just four lows, I'll come back and show you how to trick the computer. But I certainly wanted to go in and take those highs. So I'm going to put H there and H there. So definitely more highs than lows. So this is a chart of too much. The body is not processing, and that's called methylation. If we have a lot of time left over here, we'll take you through a methylation map, and that might take a, tell us what we want to do. When's your date of birth, Roger?
7/4/42.
Okay, and now I'm not going to save this. I'm going to go to my Rubik's Cube. And the Rubik's Cube just saves the data. It doesn't save the whole file. There's no use to save the file because you could come back and get it anytime. So I'm going to hit this little Rubik's Cube, and it's going to say, where do you want to save this? And I want to save it on my desktop. Now I have that whole list of frequencies. There's 100,000 possible points here, and we chose 24, two sets of 12, that we thought might be important. So now we're going to open the cholesterol program, and we're going to open, actually we're going to open liver also. So cholesterol came up over here. I just think that I am going to change what I'm sharing, because I'll have to move all of these if I don't. So I'll just go back and share that desktop. And I like for people to be able to see the program. So C-H-O-L-E-S-T-E-R-O-L, cholesterol, we'll open that. That was available last month. If you missed it, talk to Marie about seeing if you can purchase it. So this just says, we open it and says we're doing it for research. going to open a client and go over to my GNS files, and there's Roger 1 that we did. And just all the data, what's happening. And it's going to let us, because this is the report's blacked out. The other thing that we want to catch on his is liver. And we can bring these in at the same time. Also, if you want to prepare your computer to do all of this, you can go back to downloads and look at bonus software. And down at the bottom, there's a little arrow. No, I just lied to you. You go to classes. And next one coming up is this 5-day professional. So if you want to prepare your desktop, just click here, and it gives you a whole list of things to do on how to prepare your desktop to use this software. Open, you aren't even seeing that. So I just went to our site and went to 5-day professional class, clicked there. And then you click here to prepare your desktop for what's going on. This is also where you get your confidentiality agreements. You can see what comes in your kit for taking the class if you want to be involved. So which do you think we should do first, the liver or cholesterol? You have a preference, Roger?
Well, being that the liver produces the cholesterol, let's look at that one.
Okay. We can go through here. Let's look at proteins and genomes. You said your half-sister had it. Let's look at biochemicals. Let's look at those three first. Cholic acid is high. Cholic acid is the very top of the cholesterol chain. It goes cholic acid, cholesterol. Okay, hold on, I will. What am I saying? Too fast. So cholic acid is first, then it goes to cholesterol. Whoops, and then to pregnenolone. And from pregnenolone, they make DHEA, and they try to tell you that DHEA is the be-all, end-all. Well, it's the one they can make the most money on, because pregnenolone was put on the market by the guy who discovered it that worked with Linus Pauling. And he said it's too important to let a drug company have it. And you can get it at your health food store for about $6 to $8 a bottle. And from pregnenolone is progesterone, and from there, aldosterone. And aldosterone makes male hormones, interleukins to help with your immune system, and prostaglandins, and that's inflammation in the body. From there, it goes to aldosterone-stimulating hormone, which is the same frequency as glucose, by the way. It goes, uses renin, it goes to calmodulin. But look, you have the very first issue here. That's too high and it's not being used. Being able to change cholic acid into cholesterol. And mevalonate is one of the absolute issues with cholesterol. Inhibits high LDL, the bad guys. Or is LDL, I can't remember all of a sudden. The high density lipid stuff is the good stuff, right?
LDL is the good stuff.
Okay.
Which would make sense, because that's what he's saying, is he can't produce LDLs. He can't get enough LDLs to compensate for the HDLs.
Well, wouldn't it be that it's just not being useful since we're looking at methylation? Wouldn't that make sense? We need to persuade this to work. Well, both of them aren't working. And we'd have to go back and see what causes that issue. Now, I think I'll kill this and then come back to it. Acetyl-CoA synthase. One of the things you have to have is acetyl-CoA to get all of your body and your Krebs cycle up and running. A risk gene for liver health, and yours is high, activated. Angiotensinogen, boy, that's a strange word. Hormone of the liver, too low. Aspartate aminotransferase, mitochondrial, too high. Associated with family, glycogen storage issues. Remember that the aldosterone-stimulating hormone that helps the body work with the kidneys and the thyroid and helps with male hormone, that's kind of too high. Insulin-like growth factor, too low. Your hormones of your liver are in stress. So we looked at all of those. We could go back and look at things that go along with it. But one of the things I would like to do is compare the two charts. So let's go look at proteins, biochemicals. We looked at genomes. You know, we didn't look at hormones over here. We should go back and look at that. Casein, milk protein, cholic acid high. So that's a consistency in both of the charts for your cholesterol and your liver. We need to get this cholic acid working. I don't know what makes cholic acid work. I don't even think it's on our list. One of the things that we can do is go look at our site. And look at something called the pastel folder. And in that pastel folder is a green sheet that has a lot of nutrients on it. And you can download this. Cholic acid, I don't need, choline is on here, but I don't think cholic acid is. We would have to go to the internet and look up cholic acid and see how we can make it work. That seems to be the kink there. Diseases and conditions. Oh, cholic definition. I want cholic acid, not like a kid's cholic. Nope, do not want cholic. Cholic acid. Cholic acid structure. Wikipedia. This is in plain language. I like it that way. Is a bile salt. Okay. Bile salts are made from coenzyme A, serine, taurine, boy, and one other, cysteine. So we know that it's something with the gallbladder and bile salts here. Salts of cholic acid are called cholates. One and two bile salts produced in the liver and synthesized with cholesterol, one and two major bile acids. So that gives me a clue. So let's go back after we look at this. Dimethylglycine, and here three times. So you have stiff muscles and joints. Especially when you set, they get stiff.
Yep.
And carboxyl ester lipase. This role in cholesterol hydrolysis and absorption. We would certainly kick that. You can't go buy that at the health food store. You'd have to find a practitioner near you to provide you with this frequency, or take the course or get the software and do it yourself. Cholesterol 25 hydrolyzed, this is one of the most important proteins and enzymes to make all of this work. Involved in cholesterol and lipid metabolism. Yours is too high, and maybe we have to kick it in to make it useful. When things are too high like this, and your chart shows too high, there's something going on that's not making it, not allowing it to work. So let's go back and look at, see, the coenzyme A would be a biochemical, wasn't there? Amino acids, serine, cysteine. What else, where else would we find coenzyme? Enzymes, Sherry, Debbie. Okay, so let's look at enzymes and amino acids. And if we find any of these things that deal with bile salts, then we begin to understand why the bile isn't produced that helps break down fats. Awesome, I feel like a detective. leucine. That leucine and isoleucine, nutrient for cholesterol production, but it really doesn't have anything to do, doesn't have much to do with the bile salts. Now, SAMe does, because methionine, this is the active form of methionine. So let's look on the other one. There's the enzyme, cholesterol 25 hydrolase. You have to have that to be able to utilize the cholesterol. Oh, this is awesome. Okay, butyric acid high. Inhibits the synthesis of cholesterol in the liver. Well, are you on something that would inhibit that?
I don't know if some of the supplements that I take would have that effect.
It'd be a statin kind of thing. Niacin. Statins are really kind of glorified niacin. But one of the things that we can do when we're on this path like this is to go up and change our variance to 6 instead of 3 so we can look at a wider area. Nope, that's the same. And that's the same. So we need to kick in this enzyme, cholesterol 25 hydrolase. And my email is just my name, Sharry. And you're going to send me your email. I'll send you these reports. That's what that bundling is. When I said here's a pastel folder, I'm going to send you the directions for all of this. The other one that I want to look at is mapping, since Richard brought that up. We'll look at this really quick. This is another one of the softwares that we give away in the Guardian program. And I know people argue when I say give away, but it's $40 a month and that's for the class, and you can break it up and say it's $20 for the class and $20 for the software, if you want to argue with me, which people do. I'd give this all away if I could afford it. But that doesn't mean that I got in so much trouble with that when I said I wanted to do that, because then everybody sent me their vocal print, like 50 of them, and said, do mine, you said you'd do it for free. No, I can't. I got a job and I got to do other stuff. So this is your mapping, and we can go in here and look at a methylation map or a clean map. I should have put in clean map. You know, I do not know clean methylation. I don't know where cholesterol is on this map. Right here is the methionine, but this is 1, how the body detoxifies, 2, how the body creates energy, 3, how the body repletes its DNA, and 4, how the body, 4 and 5 together, works with how the body metabolizes. Now, taurine for bile salts is down here, but you didn't have that. Coenzyme A is way over here with the Krebs cycle. Does anybody else know that's on with us where cholesterol would be in here. You had the glycine, so that's part of that. But let's look at this in terms, this is too much information for people, I can tell. But I'm so curious about Roger's chart. So here's the mapping, so let's, I don't want to look at all of those reports. I don't want to look at toxins. I could look at genes. In looking at this, it tells us where to go. It tells us to go to A, management, resource management, rebuilding the physical body, eyes, physical degeneration. So it tells us we have energy. Oh, and the liver is also a four. Managing the liver, liver digestion, gallbladder. So this tells us where to look for our information. Glycine, tryptophan, energy of the muscles for glycine, just producing energy for the brain and every place else for tryptophan. Gamma-albuteric acid, that being high, that usually causes some anxiety, stress when that's high. Alpha-ketoglutaric acid, that's part of the Krebs cycle. Dimethylglycine again, SAMe again. Looks like methionine might be an issue here. Yep, this is the use of methionine from a genetic perspective. This MTR. MTR is here, all this is blue, it's all genetic, and it goes through to use methionine. We'd have to look up to see what methionine really does. Wonder if there is a methionine and cholesterol connection. BHMT, that's that glycine again, that's genetic. This dimethylglycine, and here. So you've got definitely some genetic issues going on. We could look at that. And this acetyl-CoA, that's what they tell you to take if, no, it's CoQ10 they tell you to take for heart. This helps your Krebs cycle and give the body energy.
I do take that.
Good stuff. Vitamin B is a little high. Vitamin B is water soluble. It can't be high. It means your body's not using it. And we can go back and look at all of those and just make a little picture with this map. You got a lot of trouble right there, dimethylglycine and glycine and BHMT, and all through this nitric oxide synthase that helps the cells respirate, gives it oxygen. But I am very curious here. If we open this and look at a connection between methione, methionine, and cholesterol, is there a connection? Because that seems to be your genetic issue with it. Effects of dietary methionine on plasma and liver cholesterol. Methionine has been shown to increase plasma cholesterol in animals, and a present study mechanisms are investigated in which methionine could, don't want it to increase it. Genes have, and cholesterol, ooh, not rats, don't want to deal with rats. We need human stuff here. High methionine and cholesterol diet abolishes endothelial what? Arterial sclerosis, thrombosis, and vascular biology. Relaxes endothelial relaxation? That does not sound like a good thing at all. High plasma cholesterol or homocysteine is a risk for arterial sclerosis. Cholesterol and methionine, the precursor for homocysteine, are rarely eaten separately. Thus, the aims of this study were to determine neoantioxidant, never heard of that word, formation, erratic reactivity and factors involved in endothelial function in rabbits. I don't want anything about rabbits. Methionine and maintenance of normal blood cholesterol. That sounds. Sometimes you just have to go looking for the answer because I don't have all the answers. No abstract available. Only a request from the European Commission, the panel dietary and nutrition allergy asked to regulate opinion. Food constituent in the health claim is methionine. The claimed effects of lipid metabolism and improvement of protein quality modulation of lipid metabolism. The target population is assumed to be general. Panel improved. The panel notes that improvement of protein quality relates to a beneficial nutritional property of the food constituent rather than the relationship between the food constituent and health. Oh, come on, give me a real answer here. The panel considers the maintenance of normal blood cholesterol concentration is a beneficial psychological effect. Among the references provided for the scientific substance of this claim, one refers to the role of methionine in in rats. Don't they study anything on humans? No human data. Well, we've run out of time. I'm being signaled here. But, Roger, please, let me look at this again. Go back and do some research about this so we can find out if it's this methionine, this inability to process methionine all through here and up to the methionine, and then it continues to be broken down. This actually goes this way and then down. But this is such an interesting thing. I'm going to take both of your charts and look at them together, the other chart too, and see what is in both charts, and that will give us an answer to what's going on. And I'll hurry through the rest of it. So for if I do a compote, well, you'll have to send me your email. But if I'm going to compose something, full screen, I would come up here and whatever your email is, and I would say, Roger, whatever, I'll put nothing in there now. And I would put in instructions, and I would go to that pastel folder, and it has four files on it. One of them, read me first, and that tells you how to read your file. One of them, just a report cover. Boy, and that's not taking and doing anything. One, that nutrition assimilation chart. And then all of these are to tell your client how to read these. And I don't know why it wouldn't dump on there so I could send it to you. But I would send those instructions, and then about 20 minutes later, I would go into one of these programs, and this is a lot of vitamins or whatever with it. I would go up to report. This is all in the book, and say send to printer, go to file, print setup, and I would say I want to make a PDF file. That instruction's in the book also. And we could make a little file here for Roger. And this is the way that you can send your clients their prints. And it wants to put it in downloads. Desktop. I want to put it in Roger's folder. Being contrary, it doesn't want me to send it over to Roger's file. But I could collect all of these and send them to him Now it's going to put it in there. I could collect those and send them right over to him, and he'd have the instructions, or we could go online together and look at everything that we found and kind of decide what we wanted to do. I didn't look at chat, Roger. Did you send me your email address?
I did not, but I can give it to you right now.
Well, we wouldn't want to do it on the air because everybody'd have it for forever. Just put it in the chat.
Okay.
So let's look at some of the questions, and I know we're five over. I'm going to hurry. Yes, there's inflammation. Judy Van Dyne says there's some inflammation in your chart. We don't see the... Oh, I moved it over. So the notes you are typing, will they be put on the chat? It's too tiny to read. Marcy, what were you talking about? So the notes you are typing? Oh, you mean the sentences I was typing, not the musical notes. I could make them bigger. How's that? That's interleukin. I misspelled it. Judy says the HDL is the good stuff. Yes, it is. I just continuously get them mixed up. The low density is the bad stuff. Let's just turn this L upside down for point the thumb down. Bad stuff. The high density lipoproteins is the good stuff.
Sherry?
Yes.
I'll make a comment here. I've been told that on the low-density proteins, or the low-density cholesterol, that there's two different types of that, and one of them is much worse than the other. Do you folks know anything about that?
I don't. Does anybody on the chat?
I don't recall, but I do remember Stephanie Seneff talking about it. But she talked about so many things, I can't pull that up in my brain right now. If you give Sherry your email address, I'll get her the link to that show, and you might want to listen to the show from Stephanie Seneff, because she really goes into in-depth conversations about cholesterol and the various kinds.
Well, we could go to our site, too, and go to the home page, and down the bottom on the left, what statins really are. So you could click here and listen to that. Would that work, Richard?
Yes, that'll take you to the show where she's talking about, Stephanie Seneff is talking about statins.
And Judy, I have to hiccup. Judy Van Dyne is saying, the former study had a good point. If vessels can't relax, they get stiff and lead to circulation issues.
Yes, Andrea, do you have the number? Good chat. Magnesium also very important for heart function. Yes, yes. What was after aldosterone in the chain? Male hormones, interleukins, and prostaglandins. This is in Lita Lee's book about plant enzymes. We've talked about her on the show before. The info, so we can learn more. Good. Yeah, go back to the chat. There's also some study groups. So Robin Barnes is on with us. Phyllis Edwards has a study group. Judy LaHaye has a study group. Robin, do you have room for more people in your study group?
An open format. It's question and answer. And there's plenty of room.
So robinbarnes2@gmail?
Yes.
The number 2? Oh, Bob is saying small density lipoproteins is worse than large. So there's just two types of proteins. Robin, when do you guys meet?
we meet Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern.
And you just, you go all over the place or just answer questions for people, or?
It's been an open format so that I usually start off by taking any open forum questions that people may have from working on their own cases or just questions in general. And then after that, if the questions slow down, then I'll go into a case study. So this week, actually, I'm going to do a case study from beginning to end so people can follow how I got to the tone trials.
That is great. So this is just for practitioners, or this is for public people?
Well, we've really, when I first started, it was open to public people, but we were kind of, we had our hands tied behind our backs with not being able to get to frequencies. So I've really just opened it up to practitioners at this point. But if I got enough requests for non-practitioners, non-BARAs, then I would be willing to do another class for non-frequency work.
So this is for people in a two-day class or one of the one-day classes, or if they've just taken the software off and they're doing it on their own, they can come to your class?
As long as they're working with frequencies, they can come to the class.
Okay, great. And Robin Barnes, V-A-R-N-E-S, the number 2, at gmail.com. Well, that was a whirlwind. We need to do more, but this will be recorded and up for you on that same radio link. And if you want to watch it, it's going to be on Happy Hour within the next couple of days or so. Marie is really far behind, might be as much as a week. We are just totally swamped here. And not enough people to go around and not enough money to hire other people. So if you're interested in taking the course next week, there is one scholarship left. We've got, that's all the money that we have left. Write Robin's email into the chat. RobinBarnes2@gmail.com. I should have let you do this, Robin. There you go.
Robin just did.
I thought I did. Kai, is it to everyone?
Everybody did.
I just saw me do it.
Yeah.
Wow. There it is. There it goes. It's just slow. We have a big storm here. We had tornadoes last week and a big rainstorm this week. It's been a whirlwind. Thank you. Richard, you want to add anything?
Eat more fat. To quote Stephanie Seneff, eat butter. You know, fat is your ally in the cholesterol, you know, game.
Put her stuff back up because there is an article here from her. Nope, that's not it. Here it is.
If you search
great
for Stephanie Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F, online, you'll find articles by her. She doesn't have a website because that's not what she does. I mean, she does, but it's an MIT website.
Well, she also does a lot about glyphosates and GMOs and that kind of thing. Impeccable researcher. I don't think she could be bought and paid by anyone because her husband's health was at stake when she first started looking at this. And I think she just couldn't be bribed for anything. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody. It was fun, Sherry.
This is going to be on Sunday class.
Oh, this Sunday is going to be Jill Ciccarelli, who wrote a wonderful book called Fermented, a four-season approach to paleo probiotic foods. For those that are paleophobic, you can just hear the word probiotic foods. And it's a wonderful combination of the whys of fermentation, everything from kombucha to sauerkraut to all sorts of wonderful foods. But why having a little bit of fermented food in your diet on a regular basis really does benefit the gut. really gives a nice foundation to the immune system, and wonderful recipes as well. She's very good. That'll be Sunday.
Great. We'll see you then.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Roger, is this what you expected?
Pretty much. And I look forward to, somehow I want to get to be a practitioner.
All right. Well, start with a Guardian program. That gets your feet wet and gets you programs, and it's a two-hour class, so you get to ask a lot more questions.
Okay.
Andrea, do you have the phone number you need?
Are you asking that question, George, about probiotics? Is that for us meat eaters? Yes, that too. Grass-fed butter on all your meat and probiotics. Okay. All right, thanks, everybody. Thank you, Sherry. Enjoy that weather. Wow.
It's wonderful.
Actually, is the number correct which I sent you, the 740-698-9?
No, I'm sending you another one.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
You bet. Have a great week, everybody.